Hello, mental health champs, and a warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, you're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Erike Tumafivo. The Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depths of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs and the magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. And any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any of these episodes, maybe there's a jewel for you in here especially. And maybe heartbeat by heartbeat, we'll all be able to create a world where human emotions are prioritized even more. So sit back as we dive right into the conversation. Hello everyone, and a warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, my name is Erike Tumafivo and this is the Mental Health Podcast. On today's podcast, we have an amazing guest today to share her story and also to enlighten us as well. Coach KB, thank you so much for, you know, reaching out and wanting to share your voice, to amplify your voice through my podcast. I'm super glad that we got to connect. Now, Coach KB is a co-member of the Forbes BLK community, and she's here to share her stories concerning mental health. Coach KB, the floor is yours. Kindly, you know, tell us a bit more about yourself, your name, and what you primarily do, and how you are actively involved in mental health.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for what you're doing for mental health, because mental health is something that is going rampant around the world, and it's something that not enough people are talking about on getting the word out. Yes, I am Coach KB. I am a mindset manifestation coach and also the proud owner of Ready to Live Soaps. We're an interactive soap making experience. We call ourselves a cutting edge mental health and wellness company. And our sole mission is to revolutionize mental health therapy by offering a unique and interactive soap making experience that blends creative therapy with mindset shifting techniques for individuals age 18 to 55. So, you know, I actually, my story comes because I actually had, I have 17 years in talent acquisition, and I thought that, you know, as long as I was doing something giving back to my community, that would always be my life. And so 17 years, I was always the person that was in the community, making sure that I was helping people with resumes, interview skills, and then helping them just get employment. And so during the pandemic, I was one of the ones that they were talking about on CNN. I had two full-time roles where I thought the more jobs I have, the more I can give back. And so I was working those two jobs, making the most money that I could have ever made. And after 2 years, I lost both jobs in 1 week. And I went through a really, really deep down spiral, a really, really hard depression. Just was really sad, and that lasted for a whole 9 months until I had my eye awakening moment. And so in the process, you know, I was crying every day, just sad, didn't feel worthy, just allowed all those negative thoughts to just take over my body, right? And my husband said, hey, you know, take a break, get off of LinkedIn, you know, just take a break. And I had bought some soap making stuff a year prior and did like we all do, put it in my attic, never touched it again. And then you know, he said, take a break, you know, go and learn, go play with your soap stuff, you know, go take a break, go do that. And I was like, I don't want to, I want to be on LinkedIn. But I listened and I went downstairs and I, you know, went on YouTube and I learned how to make soap. And when I tell you, it was so therapeutic. I really just, it just kind of took me out of that really dark place just kind of back to myself, I felt at peace. I had my stress levels felt somewhat at a lower, you know, a rate. And then a light bulb went off and I said, what is this? This has to be something. I started doing some research and I learned about creative therapy, art therapy, and that, and I'm like, why haven't I heard about this before? Why is this not something that my community knows about? And then another light bulb went off and I said, haha, you'll be the person to show them. And we decided to do that. You know, I decided to do that with a creative endeavor like soap making. And so I thought if I infuse the mindset shifting techniques, the therapeutic natures of soap making, the therapeutic natures of creative therapy, and that is how my business Ready to Live Soaps came about.
I think this is really beautiful, if you ask me. You know, having a supportive partner, you know, paying attention to all the necessary details. So this is actually very beautiful. And your husband, and you're so lucky to have your husband. Okay, so moving forward to the next question.
All right, Coach KB, moving forward, I'd like to know, what aspects of the soap making process do you believe contribute most to its therapeutic benefits for mental health and, you know, having that relief from anxiety? Can you share what process had more therapeutic effect?
Yes, that is an awesome question. So one of the ways that our soap therapy can actually help you when it comes to mental health, depression, and things like that is, first and foremost, engaging in a soap making process can be very calming and just generally therapeutic. So the sensory experiences of working with soap, such as its texture, its scent, can actually help reduce stress and anxiety, right? It can also help, it kind of provides you with a nonverbal means of expressing, you know, your emotions and thoughts through the soap making process. So it's really good for, you know, clients or candidates or guests that are not really good at, you know, verbally expressing their feelings. Also, the creative process of soap making just honestly reduces your stress and anxiety levels. It promotes relaxation and it can really serve as a truly healthy coping mechanism for managing those stressors. And then when you get to like the clinical side of it, like when you're doing a creative project, you are releasing that dopamine that is really, you know, associated with pleasure, reward, motivation. So like the act of creating something as creative as soap can really allow you to release that, and next thing you know, you're decreasing your stress. And then there are so many other hormones that are being released through a creative endeavor. So like when you are doing a creative and project like soap making, your endorphins are being those are natural painkillers. Like, you know, forget the medicine, but creativity actually helps you with produce a natural painkiller. Like, how awesome is that, right? And then you have things like creativity can also help boost your serotonin levels, which plays a major part in regulating our mood. And so that is some of the things that, you know, we talk about or we express through this soap making. Also, we do a lot of group projects. So when you're in a group setting, that actually helps improve your interpersonal skills. It helps promote more social interaction, and it just provides a overall sense of belonging. I absolutely love it. I think it's really beneficial to integrate with other, you know, therapies, especially, you know, if you are doing things like having talk therapy or cognitive therapy, having this as an addition will definitely help your life.
Wow, that's really amazing, Coach KB. And in all honesty, I think this is the first time I'm hearing about this. You know, I think this is one of the most beautiful things about advocating for mental health. You know, you get to hear lots of new stories, you get to try new things, you get to learn and unlearn as well. So, this has been wonderful thus far. So, in your experience, what reactions or feedback have you received from individuals who have engaged with your soap making as a form of creative mind therapy? What positive remarks have you gotten from people, and what do they say about it? Has it been beneficial? Has it been helpful to them? You know, can I hear those thoughts?
So yes, I keep record of all of the feedback that I get from my customers. You know, I call them my freedom seekers because that's what I feel like when they come in there. They're coming in there to gain some type of release. But honestly, there is about 40% of my customers that come in there and they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They think they're just coming for an experience, you know, just something fun, just something like soap making. And those are usually the ones that leave the most fulfilled. So for me, I don't like to speak for anyone. I always like to share things that are truthful. And so these are actually some of my real life reviews that I received from some of my customers. Like I got one that says, I highly recommend you walk in and the energy she has sets the energy for the room. Definitely love her. That was from Jasmine. That was in April 2023. I have another one. We booked this experience for a bonding time with a group of ladies. It was everything we hoped for, fun activity, a chance to be creative, warm and welcoming environment created by the host. We got an extra perk of getting our pictures taken during the class with a professional camera, great experience and great memories. And great experience for our girls' day. We enjoyed chatting with the host. It was lovely to tap into our creativity to make the soap. The bow on top was how thoughtful they photographed and packaged our final products. I will absolutely book again. And so a lot of these is, you know, talking about, I booked this soap making experience for my mom's birthday. It was so much fun. Excellent conversations and positive vibes, plus some beautiful soaps to take home. So as you see, we get a chance to talk about everything, and that's exactly what we do. And that's something that I just take so much pride for, keeping the energy great, allowing them to release, talk about everything that you can absolutely think of. And so that is a lot of my feedback. I have much more, but I'm gonna stop there. Actually, I'll give you one more. So much fun, and the owners and workers were friendly, welcoming. They allowed us to talk about anything that we wanted, which for Atlanta is unique and unusual. Loved it. We'll definitely be back.
Oh, I think this is so amazing. It just feels like more of like a diversional therapy where you get to do other things as well. I think this approach is super nice, and I recommend, and I'm also going to try it myself. So from the feedback, I could tell that there were lots of sections. So I'd like to know, how did you integrate discussions around mental health awareness within your soap making workshops or sections? Do you talk about mental health topics, or you just use it as a means of diversional therapy?
Yes, we incorporate our different type of mindset shifting techniques throughout the soap making process. So first and foremost, we always start our class with the rules of positive energy, that we have affirmations. If we hear you getting, you know, not being positive or shifting towards a negative state of mind, to bring you back at a place of peace. So we do start with a brief introduction into what soap therapy is, explaining what it is, why it's important, and just really normalizing a discussion around that, you know, sharing, you know, some stats on, you know, why how mental health is. I also share my story. And so what that does is that creates a safe and supportive environment, because I am letting them know that this is a safe space, a judgment-free space where, you know, everyone can share their thoughts and their feelings. And I start that off by being an example, letting them know about my depression, letting them know about the things that I encountered, and actually how I started my business, so that I can also be an example as well. And then we also incorporate the mindful soap making, incorporating mindfulness practices into the actual soap making process, by encouraging our, you know, customers to be fully present in the moment, paying attention to the sensory experiences of mixing the ingredients, choosing the scents, the molding of the soap. Mindfulness can just be that is actually the bulk of the knowledge, because that is what helps reduce the stress and improve mental well-being. And then, you know, on top of it, you know, we are using essential oils, which that allows us to incorporate aromatherapy. And, you know, we're getting a chance to talk about how the different essential oils and fragrance can really help with your mental health. It has some great mental health benefits. Like, we all know lavender is for calming, but, you know, citrus is to boost your mood, make you happy. So, you know, just talking about those type of how the oils in your emotions are intertwined. And then, you know, during, you know, the breaks of the class, we have discussions about self-care, self-love, love, relationships, different types of ways of how we manage our stress and anxiety. So we do a lot of discussion of that. And then we have our the artistic expression is what I call it, encouraging our guests to be creative with their soap designs, their soap making, putting their love inside of it, and then allowing them to reveal what they made and allowing them to have that sense of gratitude. So when they're done, that is their gratitude activity, where they're able to show what they did, be mindful of it, and help out. And then also, we always encourage everyone to always follow up with us if they have any other additional questions or anything that will help them incorporate their mindfulness and self-care into their, you know, daily lives.
Well, that's really a lot, because when people see soap making, they really do not know that these the amount of energy that goes into making one soap that we use. So kudos to you and your team for putting out such an amazing platform and for using your talents into something really wonderful. So the second to last question as we wrap up this episode: what advice would you give to me, for example, maybe I'm interested in exploring creative mind therapy through unconventional mediums like soap making? What advice would you give me? Because I'm already interested.
So first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of your wonderful podcast. I've greatly enjoyed answering the questions and getting the word out about soap therapy. You know, we are the creators of soap therapy that does not exist in the world. And so just allowing people to open up their minds and try something different to help them heal. And thank you so much for allowing me to get that out there to the world, so that it won't just be here trapped in Atlanta, Georgia. But the way that I would talk, advice that I would give anyone that is interested in joining a soap therapy class or any creative therapy, something that's unconventional, is I want them to understand that they're engaging in a hands-on process. They're getting a chance, let's use soap as an example, of getting a hands-on experience of making soap, which can be calming and be a meditative experience, right? The act of focusing on like various aspects of soap making, such as the mixing, the pouring, and the decorating, can really help reduce that stress and anxiety that you have from just daily life, you know, wear and tear, our moms, you know, our workers, are the ones that is out there just doing it every single day. Another thing that I would tell them is the creative expression that you get a chance to be a part of in soap making, getting a chance to really kind of work in that creative art form that allows you to express yourself artistically. You're choosing your colors, your scents, your designs, your fragrance. You're getting a chance to put your personal style mixed with your emotions into a product that you're making yourself. And then soap therapy all around, it just encourages you. It encourages your mindfulness. It allows you to be fully present in the moment. It's allowing you to pay attention to all of your sensories, the details of the process, and it can just overall improve your mental well-being and help you become more grounded. And then I would say at the end, when you are unveiling your soap, you get a chance to have this sense of accomplishment that you've completed your soap therapy project, and you now have these beautiful handcrafted soaps that has boosted your sense of accomplishment and your self-esteem, and you are allowed to just really be in that present moment, and that affects your mood and your confidence. And so that is all we want to be, as an emotional outlet for all of our guests here, and just be able to allow them to come in and try a different way to channel their feelings and allow them to find that joy, relaxation, and just a sense of purpose while they're here at Ready to Live Soaps.
Coach KB, this has been really amazing. I enjoyed myself, and thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you so much for initiating this conversation. It has been wonderful. Thank you for, you know, sharing your thoughts. Thank you. I learned so much, and I'm very sure my audience learned a lot as well. So looking forward, you know, moving forward, looking ahead in the future, what are your hopes and aspirations for the intersection of mental health awareness and creative practices like soap making as we wrap up today's episode?
Yes, so some of the growth that I definitely know that here at Ready to Live Soaps that we're looking to trigger out in the future is getting more into the community. Right now, we are in the wonderful Castleberry Hill inside of our studio, but we're looking now to branch out more into the community with the brick and mortar storefront where individuals can actually see us, gravitate to us, and it will become more of a mission. We are still growing our community initiatives where we give all of our unused soaps to local shelters and homeless groups. And then we do our free workshops on Saturday for all teens. This is an attempt to get teens off the street. So we want to definitely make that a huge, huge impact for our growth moving forward. And then just continuously growing our business, being an example. We want to be that catalyst for other companies or other individuals that have that creative, you know, juices flowing, that creative gut that's going on, that's bursting to get out, that they go, hey, you know, I'm really great at knitting. If she could create this business with soap, I'm sure that I can create one with knit. Because the more creative businesses that we have out there teaching individuals to get back into creativity, the more mental health solutions that we have helping our youth, you know, helping our adults. You know, we have over 12 million individuals here in the U.S. that have had serious thoughts of suicide. With those type of numbers, we have to figure out solutions of change. Here in the U.S., we're spending trillions of dollars on medication and things like that for mental illness, and we have other solutions that we can present. And so let's help each other, you know. And I'm just want to make an awareness out there in the world that we have to help each other, you know, come together to help our children, to help the 18 to 25 year olds who are at the highest risk of mental illness. And so just being able to hone down and make a change through something as small as soap, you know, something that we use every single day, or at least we should be using every single day. And so that is some of the growth that I see in the future that is happening for us and so many other companies that are around us, especially our black and brown companies, that we can get out there and use all of our natural creative juices to be great. For anyone that is interested in learning more about Ready to Live Soaps or soap therapy, they can reach me on my website at www.readytolivesoaps.com or www.readytolivesoaptherapy.com or any one of my social media platforms at Ready to Live Soaps. And or you can always email me at coachkb@readytolivesoaps.com. Thank you again for having me on this wonderful show and talking about my favorite thing to get rid of, mental illness. And also I just want to say again, thank you again for having me on your show. If anyone is interested or in the Atlanta area, you can definitely reach us here in the Atlanta area. My website is www.readytolivesoaps.com, and it's also www.readytolivesoaptherapy.com. You can find me on Eventbrite, Airbnb, Viator as well. We are on all platforms here on social media, and that is at Ready to Live Soaps.
Now, this has been wonderful. I absolutely enjoyed my time with you, Coach KB. Thank you so much for sharing your stories via my podcast. I'm sure everybody listening to the sound of my voice enjoyed and learned 18 or two. So I really want to see everybody diving into creating my therapy through soap making. I'm going to try it myself. Let me put my creative mind to test. So thank you all for taking our time to listen to the end. I remain your favorite mental health awareness advocate, Erike Tomafivo. This has been wonderful, as always. So don't forget to use the Q&A section on Spotify if you are a Spotify user. And don't forget to share with your friends and families so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt spark. This podcast was proudly sponsored by the Nigerian Medical Students Association under the Office of Mental Health Awareness Advocacy. Till next time, don't forget, I love you, but God loves you more. Bye.